Craig David, Heartline on KMFM. You're on the hit list listening to Glenn Scott, and Nina Nesbitt is hanging out on the show this evening, and I am loving the new music you're releasing at the moment. I was obsessed with The Moments I'm Missing, and now you're back with your new single, The Best You Had.
Thank you.
How did that track come about?
So, Moments was like the intro track first, and then Best You Had is like the first single as such. And I wrote that after a conversation with one of my friends about a breakup that she'd been going through, and this guy had broken up with her, and 3 weeks later he'd moved on to somebody new, and she'd found it through Instagram.
Oh no.
The nightmare.
Yeah. And the modern nightmare.
Yeah, she was just like, she was really, really upset about it, but it wasn't the fact that they'd broken up that she was most upset about. It was the fact that he'd moved on to someone new, and it was the fear that he might love her better, and yeah, she might be prettier and smarter and more successful and all these things. And I was like, this is very apparent to me that it's not the guy, it's your own ego that's making you upset. And I was like, it's so true. Like, so many breakups that me and my friends have gone through, it's always that fear of them finding someone better.
Because how long, because did you say it was 3 weeks after? Mm-hmm. That's way too soon.
That's like, you've been cheating basically, isn't it?
Yeah, there's not an overlap there, but it feels like there's an overlap. There's like an invisible overlap.
Yeah.
How long do you reckon is the perfect time before you're allowed to come out with a new partner?
I don't know, the thing is, you never know when you're going to meet somebody. It's best not to put it on social media for a few months.
Yeah,
at least,
that's true. Yeah, because that's the thing now, you've got Instagram, you've got Snapchat, so I suppose you always have an insight in your life, especially you, because you've got loads of people who follow you on all of that. So yeah, no, it's not okay. 3 weeks, not on Instagram. If you're listening, this random person, not okay. I saw on your Twitter that the song was played on German Love Island.
Yeah.
I mean, what an achievement,
so
right?
So excited.
I didn't even realise that German Love Island was a thing.
I know, one of my songs got played on the English Love Island.
Yeah.
I was like so excited about that.
Were you watching it this year?
Just got totally hooked, and I was obsessed with it. I had a party at mine for the final, and all these other like girl artists and writers came round, and we all watched it together. So I might try and watch the German one now.
I've been obsessed with your Twitter recently, mainly for what you're calling Prince Timmy Pom Pom.
Oh,
that's the Instagram name.
Angel.
Tell me about Prince Timmy Pom Pom. First of all, tell me how you came up with that name, because that's strong.
He's actually just Timmy, but Instagram wouldn't accept it, so I had to create like some sort of username for him.
Okay.
So I just got a 10-week-old Pomeranian puppy, and I've never had a dog in my life. I have no idea what I'm doing. I really wanted to bring him with me.
Yeah, I was looking at it, I was like, I really hope Nina's bringing in.
Yeah, he's not
Prince
toilet
Timmy
trained
Pom Pom
yet, so.
Okay, yeah, no, I think our tech guys will be a bit unimpressed, especially if he's like chewing the wires underneath as well.
Yeah, he would.
Especially in our new studio, we would get in a lot of trouble for that. I also saw another Twitter account called Nina Nesbitt as Pets.
Yeah, that one's good.
That must be strange.
That is great.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen about yourself on social media?
There's a few weird things on Tumblr where it's called like fan fiction. So somebody will, they'll take your name and like your pictures and they'll create you as a character with like another person. Like it could just be a random guy, or it could be like another singer, and then they'll like make him into a character as well, and then they'll like write the story about what you two do. It's really strange. But also, like, fair play, these people are really imaginative.
I imagine this isn't the sort of stories that we can read out on air.
Sometimes they're not.
Okay.
And I'm like, these kids are
That would make me feel quite uncomfortable, especially.
Yeah.
So do they use your name and your photos?
No, so they'll just use my photos, and they'll be like, Nina Nesbitt as Grace Smith or something.
I am
and
so
like,
confused.
Grace went to the park today and met up. It's like, it's so bizarre.
We'll get back to chatting to Nina after this new music from Alma and French Montana. It's called Phases. Love this brand new music on the hit list from Alma and French Montana. It's called Phases. It's just gone 8:15, and Nina Nesbitt is hanging out on the show this evening. And as your new single is called The Best You Had, I want to play a game where I list a load of things and you just have to tell me what the best is you've ever had. It will make sense when we play it.
Okay.
Best takeaway you've ever had?
Vietnamese pho soup.
Vietnamese pho soup is the most pop star takeaway I've ever heard of. The best holiday you've ever had?
Caribbean.
Best date you've ever been on?
Well, I'm obviously going to say one with my boyfriend.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Our first date was at Winter Wonderland, and I was like 18 at the time, this is ages ago, and it was freezing and I was a complete freak and kept like walking away from him because I was too nervous to stand next to him and stuff, and he'd like have to chase after me.
That sounds weird. So so you'd be walking along and then you just go off on a tangent?
Yeah, I'd just walk off without him because I felt really like nervous.
But you just disappear.
And he's like, you're so weird, why'd you just walk off?
And then he just kept following.
Yeah.
And now he's been around ever since.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
The best night out you've ever had?
Hong Kong.
So what did you do in Hong Kong?
So this is a hilarious story. Calvin Klein flew me, my manager, out for 48 hours to Hong Kong to go to a Justin Bieber private show.
What?
Yeah, I know.
That is such a showbiz sentence.
I was literally like, how on earth have I managed to blag this trip?
I have so many questions.
What's even going on? Right, no, so this gets even better.
Okay.
So we're at the show, there's like models everywhere. Me and manager are looking at each other like, what is going on? And then afterwards, they're like, do you want to come meet Justin? And I'm like, yeah, why not? And then we end up going on this huge night out, karaoke night, till like 6 a.m. in Hong Kong.
Who's the best at karaoke on that night out?
He was actually so good, right?
Yeah.
And then he was like, sing me something. And I was like, okay, this is my moment.
What did you pick?
Put on Unfaithful by Rihanna, one
Strong.
Of my favourite songs. Put it on, had a few drinks. I was like, this is it. Like, I'm going to go for it. And the microphone started feeding back on the karaoke speakers.
No.
And he started Snapchatting it, going, ah, my ears. And I was like, oh no, this is so embarrassing. And so that's my karaoke story.
What a story. The best TV show you've ever binge-watched?
Love Island. I don't even care.
The best chat-up line you've ever heard?
So, my boyfriend and I, we were together years before we were together now. So
okay.
It's a bit of a complicated story. Anyway, so I was like 18 at the time. He DM'd me on Twitter. We'd never met, but we both like thought each other were, you know, fit.
Yeah.
And he DM'd me.
I like how you were trying to think of something kind of really sort of nice to say then, and you're just like, that fits. And we both thought you were each other.
Yeah,
fit.
Yeah.
Okay, so he DM'd you.
He DM'd me saying, would it be okay if I asked an 18-year-old on a date? Just let me know if you think it's weird.
Mm.
And I was like, no, not at all. Like, because I was obviously desperate for him to ask me on a date.
Yeah.
And then he went, okay, thanks, just asking for a neighbour. And then I never heard from him for 2 weeks. And I was like,
that is a long game.
Mortifying. And then he finally asked me out.
Did he say that he was deliberately waiting for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, that is mean. No, no wonder you were walking away
quite
from him
good,
in Winter Wonderland.
Quite a good chat up line, though.
Yeah, so everyone listening in Kent right now is going to be like, I'm going to try that one, because if it
worked...
Treat
him mean to keep him keen.
Thank you so much for coming down to our studios
Thank
today.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm going to hit play on The Best You Had. Can I leave you to introduce that here on KMFM, please?
This is Nina Nesbitt with my brand new single, The Best You Had. Does she ever feel like...